Listening within makes a full life possible. Listening within makes a fulfilled life possible. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Listening within makes a fulfilled life possible. I spend a great deal of time listening within, and I live in a very remarkable world. I live in a very remarkable time, and I'm a very, very happy person. But I listen within, and I'm not concerned with what tomorrow brings. I'm not concerned with what yesterday brought. I'm not concerned with what's happening right now, in fact. I'm listening within. And as I listen within in the now. This instant. This wonderful, glorious, fabulous instant. And what I hear as I listen within now is the most relaxing, the most satisfying, the most peaceful, the most fulfilling thought, idea, dream, wonderment that I could ever have. Now, no one can ever take this moment away from me because it's my moment and I'm having it right now. No one can add to it. No one can make it better. Nobody can make me happier. Nobody can tell me that there's more to come or that there are problems because I live in the now, in this instant, in this moment. And as I live in this moment, in this instant, I feel so glorious. I feel on top of the world with my health. I feel on top of the world with my mental attitudes. I feel on top of the world with every thought that goes through my mind. And truly, it's interesting, but no thoughts are going through my mind. You say, well, how can no thoughts go through your mind? Here you are giving a talk on meditation, and your topic is listening within makes a fulfilled life possible. And you say there are no thoughts going through. Well, when we think of thoughts going through our mind, we think oftentimes of busy thoughts. Of thoughts that take our attention, of thoughts that drag us into other wares of thinking, and we're not really interested in going to other wares. We're not interested in going to other places or other concepts. We're interested in just cuddling back, being ourselves, listening within, being content. I even put aside my teddy bear. I put aside my dogs, my cats, my fish, my friends. I put aside everything that would distract me. And I realize that the more I'm able to live in the moment now, in this instant, and you say, how can there be more living in this instant if there's only one instant now? That's a good point. That's a very good point. The more we think of more, then the more we think away from this moment. The more we think of more, we gather ourselves into othernesses and other attitudes, and as we do that, we are no longer in this moment now. We're no longer in this blissful experience of now. Oh yes, living in now is living in bliss. So if you ever really want to have a blissful experience, just stop all of your weary activity on the outer for just a moment and listen within for just an instant. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that all is one, that it is done now, that the peace that passeth all understanding is my peace, that the joy that responds to everything good and beautiful is my joy right now. Yes, I let go of all outward activity and listen within. Our dear friend Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "We should get our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits. Within each one of us are divine circuitry that is so beautiful, so competent, so capable, so wonderful, so full, so complete. It's a bliss. And we hide ourselves from it, yes, by all of our thinking. All of our bloated nothingness that thinks about this and thinks about that and wanders off into these fields and says, oh, I have a hurt, oh, I have this, oh, I have that. And when we take our attention away from that and put our attention on the thing that's really important, to be at peace, then all of that outer ceases to have any relevance in our life. All of that outer ceases to have any value or importance or impact upon us. Oh yes, we may have aches and pains, but that's only because we have our interest or our attention somewhere else other than on our peaceful divine self within. Join with me right now for a moment and just let go of the outer. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And another deep breath. And let it all out. Let it all out. Once again, 3 is a beautiful number for that. And let it all out. Now say, I am peace. I am peace.
I am peace. Oh my goodness sake. Oh my.
I am peace.
And as I say this for myself, my entire body tingles. I got goosebumps all over me. I am peace. Well, with goosebumps, it's hardly peace. Oh yes, it is.
It is a blessed peace. It is a peace that says, hey, all is right with the world. All is right with everything. I am happy. I don't have to worry about a thing. I just listen within, and I know that I know that I know exactly what to do at all times in the right way, and everything is beautiful. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Everything is beautiful. Listen within. This moment, getting our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits, and let those divine circuits do their perfect work. Yes? Let those pure stem cells, born new throughout our body, waiting to do a new story for us, a new program for us, a new revelation for us. And we keep putting the old story back in. But that was yesterday. Today, this moment, I live in the now. And I see all good and very good. I see all complete and beautiful. I see all is done. And I am so happy. Listening within makes a fulfilled life possible. Maintain this listening within attitude that we've just been experiencing for as long as you like, sitting quietly, letting the divine in you be all that you are and all that matters. And know that it is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
This is Mr. Candle sitting here on your bedside table, ready to have a talk with you. Yes, I am Mr. Candle, and I can talk. I travel all over the world, and I visit boys and girls all over the world just at their bedtime, and talk with them about the things that I've experienced on my trips around the world, visiting boys and girls everywhere. And it's wonderful. Oh, yes, it's wonderful. When you're ready, you'll be blessed forevermore. That's what I tell the boys and girls. And, you know, that's just the way it is. Yes, life is really fantastic, and it's really filled with great experiences, because these great experiences are just what I always want. And these great experiences are what we all enjoy. These great experiences are our life. And these great experiences are what you are enjoying right now in every area of your life. I was talking with four little children the other day. And do you know where these children lived? These children lived in a railroad car. Can you imagine that? It's a railroad car. And their mother and father had no place for them to be. And so they had this railroad car. It was on a siding, and it was in Bangladesh. Oh, yes, that was down in India. And as they were living in this railroad car, they were thinking, how wonderful. We have a place that is dry. We have a place that is our place that is just for us. And we can close the door, and it is just for us. Now, it didn't have any indoor plumbing. It didn't have any electricity. Didn't have a telephone. Didn't have anything at all. But it was their house, and they lived in it. And you know, four children were really quite something. Their names were rather not from India at all, but rather from around the world. Elizabeth, and she was 3, and Paula, she was 8, and Harvey was 14, and Alex was 7. Now, these children lived in this boxcar with their parents, and they were so happy, because they saw all around them children who didn't have roofs over their head. And they saw all around them children who didn't have a place to go and say, that's where we live. But Elizabeth, Paula, Harvey, and Alex had a place where they lived, and they were so happy. And I was sitting at their bedside table, and yes, they had a bedside table, and yes, they had a candle. That was me. And I was glowing there, and I was saying, hi, Elizabeth, hi, Paula, hi, Harvey, hi, Alex, how are you tonight? And they looked at me, and they said, Mr. Candle, we were waiting for you. We had you lit, and you didn't talk to us. Oh, that's right, boys and girls, I travel everywhere, and I'm everywhere visiting people all around the world. But when you're ready, you'll be blessed forevermore. Are you ready? Oh, yes, we're ready, Mr. Candle. We're ready. What do you have to say that we're ready for, Mr. Candle? We have a home, and we have a mommy and daddy, and we are all together as a family. And, Mr. Candle, we have everything. Well, boys and girls, oh, you are so precious. You are so wonderful. And you know, Paula and Harvey and Alex, you take care of your little one, Elizabeth. She's only 3. And Elizabeth, what do you think of all this, Elizabeth? And Elizabeth says, I like me. And I said, Elizabeth, you couldn't have said anything better. I like me. Now, Elizabeth, why do you like yourself? Because I got brothers and sisters and a mom and daddy. That's right, Elizabeth. You've got everything that matters, don't you? Now, Elizabeth, I'm going to tell you a little secret right now.
If you will listen within your heart and say, I am ready. I am ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to know everything and to experience everything good and beautiful. I'm ready. I'm ready. And Elizabeth says, I'm ready. I'm ready. And Paula says, well, I'm ready. Harvey, I'm ready. And Alex, I'm ready. All right, boys and girls, if you're ready, then be ready. Because look at everything and call it good. Look at the boxcar you live in here and call it good. A lot of people don't even have a boxcar. And look at your mommy and daddy and call them good. Because a lot of people don't have mommies and daddies. Yes. Look at it and call it good. And look at the food that you eat, every little speck of food that you eat, and say, it is good and very good. And when you're ready, you'll be blessed forevermore. Well, this little quartet went on its way, and they said, I'm happy, I'm happy, I like me, I'm happy. And they said that. And they said that. And for the next 2 or 3 days, they said that. They said, we're ready. I'm happy. I'm happy. I like everything. I like my mommy. And I went back to visit them after that 3 or 4 days, specifically. And I said, well, my angels, I see everything is in happiness here. And Harvey said, Mr. Candle, we don't have a boxcar anymore. And I said, well, Harvey, what do you have? Where do you live? Well, Mr. Candle, you told us to live in the now and be happy with everything we have, and we will be blessed when we're ready to receive. We'll be blessed forevermore. And Mr. Candle, do you know what we have now? No, I'm waiting for you to tell me. Well, and Harvey is so proud to say it, Mr. Candle, we live in a house. Well, how wonderful. And we each have our own room. 4 bedrooms? No, no. 6 bedrooms. There's 5. 4 kids. Mommy and Daddy, and we have another baby on the way. Oh, a nursery. My, you must have an awfully big house. Oh, yes, Mr. Candle. My daddy was walking home from work, and he helped a man who had a very heavy load. And he helped the man carry the load to where he was going, and then he helped him put the load away, because my daddy is always a very friendly, helpful man. And the man that he helped said, where are you living? And he told him, and what work do you have? And he told him, and the man said, well, I would like to have you come and work in my company, because you're the kind of man I'd like to have work there. When can you begin? Well, right now. And their daddy was so happy, and he went to work in that plant right that minute, right that day, right that hour. He was supposed to be coming home, but he went to work. And he did wonderful things. And he was so good. He liked himself so much, and he helped everyone in the plant. He helped everyone to do everything good, that the man gave him a good salary. And we were able to have a new house, Mr. Cattle. We had a new house, you know. And we have clothing that we never had before, we never dreamed about. And Mr. Candle, isn't it wonderful? When you're ready, you'll be blessed forevermore. And Mr. Candle, you told us that. And Mr. Candle, we told Daddy that. And we told Mommy that. And, you know, they're practicing it just like we are. Because they're ready by giving of themselves to life and happiness and joy and goodness. Oh, Mr. Cattle, it's so wonderful. Oh, Mr. Cattle, I'm so glad you came to our house. I am too. My goodness, it's so wonderful. And Elizabeth, what do you think of all this? Oh, I like it. And Paula, how do you like it? Well, Mr. Cattle, do you like my new dress? Oh, yes, Paula, you look just so lovely. And Alex, you're sort of quiet back there. Well, Mr. Candle, when you said, when you're ready, you'll be blessed forevermore, I am sitting quietly, ready in my mind for our family to have happiness, for our family to have good health, for our family to have all the things that are a wonderful blessing for a happy, happy, fulfilled life. And Mr. Candle, I'm that sort of a magnetic attraction, you might say, that's bringing all this to us, because I'm thinking these happy thoughts, but I'm not going to take credit for it. I'm just doing my job. Now, Mr. Candle, am I doing right? Oh, Alex, I'm so proud of you. If every 7-year-old child would think and act like you do, their life, their world, would all be so happy. They'd be so, so very happy. But Alex, you just keep it up. You're doing the right thing. And Harvey and Paula and Elizabeth, you're doing the right thing. And what are you going to have? What are you going to name your little baby? Is it going to be a boy or a girl? Oh, it's going to be a girl. And what's the girl's name going to be, Paula? Well, the name's going to be Love. Love? Well, what a lovely name for the baby. Now remember, you are ready and you are blessed. And whenever you are ready, you are blessed forevermore. Now, this is what is right for you. And my goodness, how happy you are and how happy I am for you. Well, here comes Mr. Sandman with his bag of pixie dust. And he doesn't really have to spread it over you to have happy dreams. You have happy dreams, children. And all the children in the world. When you grab your teddy bear and you say, Mommy, Daddy, come give me a hug and a kiss. And Mommy and Daddy come in, give you a hug and a kiss. If it's not Mommy and Daddy, it's someone who is taking care of you, someone who loves you, someone who will listen to you and give you a hug and say good night. And just like me, Mr. Candle, they'll say, good night, my loves. I love you. I love you. I love you. Till I see you next time.